my teeth in. The Mystic Man is here. Somewhere. Where is he? Oh, I'm the Mystic Man. That's right. That's right. Sometimes I'm so mystical. I confuse myself. You are listening to SASS, but I do not call it SASS in the title, because that would be way too sassy. No, 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 I call it Starseeds Angels Savant Syndrome. And thank you for joining. It has been one heck of a ride. And I know that you've been through a lot with me. And I've been through a lot with you. And I don't know why we don't just get married. I mean, we practically are. Just kidding. Sorry. I am a solo dude. But I am not an incel, which is a very funny word. Very fun word indeed. I used to wonder what that word meant. I'd hear people say it, incel. They'd call people incels. And I never knew what it meant. It sounded really weird. And they seemed to sound pompous and full of themselves when they said it, so I didn't much take much value to it. But then I learned what it meant, and I think it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. An incel is like one of those dudes who's like a jackass and is celibate, but not by his will. Technically, it doesn't have to be a he, it could be a she. So it'd be involuntary celibacy. And I think that is just hilarious. I think it's very funny. Very funny indeed. Incel, that's like the best insult. That should be the insult of the year, even though it's long been in use and people have been saying it for a while. I just learned what it meant, and that means something important in Sean world, which is my real name, but don't wear it out. You have my alias, the Mystic Man, to use. You can try to wear that one out all you want, but many people call themselves that name, actually. It's a very, very typical name. That's right. Whether you're a reggae artist, or a rapper, or a anon, or maybe you're just a man who's very mystical. There are many of us out there. There's even a TV show. I did not know that until more recently, but I didn't copy that. They copied me. Just kidding. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really seen it, so it's possible. I am looking at something very interesting on the rando. And I'm going to read it to you, because what's the point of listening to a podcast if you can't listen to a podcast that reads a blog to you? So you don't have to read the blog, you can listen to the blog through me reading it. Is that copyright? I don't know. I don't think so, right? Because I'm basically, like, reverse transcribing it, right? I'm reading it. That's the word for I'm reading it to you. Right. Whoa. This is on Journal on Geopolitics and International Relations. Great Game India with a big old lion as the icon. Excuse the little kids outside, they are dragging toys. We have to let them do that and let them pass by. Don't make a move. Shh, don't let them hear you. If they know we're here, they'll kill us. Whoa, that was close. Thank you for keeping your voice down. Those little kids can be quite vicious. That's why I don't go outside. Oh! What the fuck was that? See, I told you. I told you. They got another one. Another innocent grown man. He's probably home. Probably bleeding out by the head right now. Anyways, this is greatgameindia.com. And the article is Dr. Fauci funded Wuhan virus experiments. Former New York mayor. Interesting. I'm just kidding, I knew about this, but I have not read this article. I knew it existed. It's been copied all over the web, like a lot of things are having to be right now because of censorship and shadow banning. This is dated April 27th, 2020. Whoa, that's this year. Interesting. Former mayor of New York City in an interview claimed that Dr. Fauci funded Wuhan virus experiments, which were prohibited by the U.S. government for being dangerous. Ooh, dangerous. He claimed Dr. Fauci gave $3.7 million to the Wuhan laboratory where suspicious experiments were conducted and demanded for an investigation to be opened into the matter. Update. The mayor's claim was based on information that American tax dollars were used to fund controversial gain-of-function research. That's a funny one. Gain-of-function research. If you've watched the banned, censored documentary, Plandemic, which you probably haven't because it's banned and censored, then you would remember Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. MD, who was one of the United States' most top research scientists on vaccines for over 20 years, and somehow some incel on the, what, on like a million, on every fact-check organization's freaking page, they don't even get doctors, like they don't even get actual experts in anything. The last person that I did a review with, I call it a, what is that, what do I call it? Integrity review. Yeah, I call it an integrity review of fact checks. The last time I did one on a fact check, the dude ended up being, get this, a radio talk show host. What kind of expert is that? That's not even an expert. Oh, wait, I mean, okay, yeah, podcast, hey, that's different. Podcast here, okay, a podcaster, now that's different. Okay, radio is like, you know what I mean? It's like, radio, I mean, it's cool. I never did that before, but, I mean, anyways, the dude's radio, like, he is like one nutso dude. Not to ad hominem, not to judge, but I'm gonna judge that motherfucker because he's insane. Like, the dude literally thinks that women should not have any rights. Yeah, yeah. And he wanted to put out some law to make women property of men. Isn't that insane? That's insane. And that dude is the, like, dude that the fact-checking organization got. I can't remember which one. Probably Health Feedback. Yeah. You guys remember them. I've done two reviews on them already. Excuse me. And yeah, they're hilarious. Yeah. I remember one of the things he said was, like, the person stated this. Space. They're wrong. Space. You know, it's like, what? That's... They didn't give an argument about why. They didn't give a citation about why. They just said, yeah, that's wrong. And they didn't even give, like, an explanation at all to say how they got to that conclusion. They just said, oh yeah, well, no, that's wrong. Wow, like, that's a great fact check. You know, guys, and you know the worst thing about it is people are going to these pages and they're like, oh, the fact check says it's wrong. And going with it and thinking that that's, like, that's cool. That's not cool. No, that's not how it works. Like, if you see that, complain. Do something about it. Say something. Jeez, it's why these things are happening. Because nobody's keeping these motherfuckers in check. That's what our jobs are. That's what civic duty is. Not to be a Karen, but you gotta be a Karen. See, that's what it is. Everybody gaslighted all the Karens, and now all the Karens shut up. And now look what we got. The whole world's fucking fucked over. Yeah, we need Karens. Karens are important. You know what a Karen does? A Karen cares. And you should too. Now then. Anthony Stephen Fauci. I'm going back into the article. Anthony Stephen Fauci is an American physician and immunologist who has served as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984, when George Orwell predicted his birth would be the end of the free world. Since January 2020, he has been one of the lead members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force Special Forces Gung Ho Force Initiative. I just added all those words at the end. Addressing the coronavirus pandemic in the United States. So they claim. In an interview with the Cats Roundtable radio show. That's what it says. Hey, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, claimed Fauci paid for the damn virus that's killing us. And look, there's a little audio, and I will play a little bit for you to hear through this, and then maybe I will steal it and play it straight direct. I wonder if that's illegal.
Yes. Sunday morning. What's going on in America? Well, today, this morning, we have America's mayor, and has become America's...
Who gives a fuck?
...from the 1950s.
Fast forward.
We've got to start getting this economy going again. And we've got to start opening. I'm watching...
Shut the fuck up.
We pay for it.
Oh, there you go.
We pay for the damn virus to kill.
There he is.
Our scientific people. And they disclosed to us when this first came out. And just think of it. If this laboratory turns out to be the place where the virus came from, we pay for it. We pay for the damn virus that's killing us. And we also paid for the WHO that was supposed to be disposing everything. So we paid for everything. The Chinese paid very little. And yet...
There he is saying, that is the former mayor of New York City saying that... Fauci paid for the damn virus that's killing us, and we paid for the virus. Inherently, because it's the tax money that Fauci used to pay. I believe her name was Xi. No, she. Zhengli, Dr. Shi Zhengli, the Bat Lady of the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. The Bat Lady. And that was under Obama's administration in 2014. This, by the way, was brought up to the president in a press briefing. I believe it was a month ago. I can't recall what day, but I have it recorded. I wonder if there's any substantial evidence in this article besides the mayor saying so, because I mean you can't really, it's a mayor, the former mayor at that, of New York. And then it's the mayor, the former mayor, that's like saying, like, you know, can the dude lie? You know, I'm just saying, you know, that's probably yes. But also, it seems that a lot of people do like to lie these days, especially when they're on the news, especially when they're on other people's news. Not really, but I'm just saying that because this is the Indian news and not my own in America. And the reason for that is that our American news is kind of fucked right now, not trustworthy. So I thank you, India, for doing this news and for doing it well, because our news is trying to kill us. I think that's substantiated, really, actually. I could literally say that and it would be a fact, because I mean, either they're just stupid and ignorant and doing it out of, I mean, and like, you know, threatening our lives and basically holding us from the cure, you know, because they're gaslighting the cure, HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. You know, they're like, no, stop them from finding out. They can't learn that there's a cure. Like, what kind of evil, twisted shit is that? The media straight up is like fucking trying to kill us. So there's that. And that's not even opinion. I mean, like, that's substantiated right there. I mean, like, you know, it's like, fuck. Or the virus is really pathetic and not even that much of a thing to worry about to begin with. And the media is just trying to keep up the front so that way they can something, who knows. Do I care what their intent is if they're lying to begin with? No, I don't. Do you? What the fuck is that? Jesus. Some people have some really weird cars. Look at this shit. There's some ads on this thing for bipolar depression quiz. It's like, how are you gonna be bipolar depressed? I mean, I get that you can be depressed, and I get that you can be bipolar, but if it's both at the same time, doesn't that mean, like, you're half kind of happy? I mean, bipolar depressed is, like, suicidal bliss. It's funny. Well, that's neither here nor there, but thank you very much for joining. Welcome. Thanks for joining. You're listening to SaaS Starseed. Angels. We'll be right back. savant syndrome. With your host, the Mystic Man. And now, the moment that you've been waiting for. The moment that I've been waiting for. We'll be right back after this advertisement. Thank you for joining. Is synchronicity getting way out of hand? Are you on your fourth twin flame? Do you keep getting signs? Does it seem like there's more retrogrades than not? Does Mandela keep stealing everything from you? If you're having strange experiences, you might just be a starseed. Join me, the Mystic Man, as I take you on a journey through self-discovery, esoterics, mystery, astrology, tarot, numerology, web development, web design, business, and current events on SaaS, Starseeds, Angels, and Savant Syndrome. Your host, the mystic man. As above, so below. As within, so without a doubt. You will want to catch the next episode. Stay tuned. And we, as in me, me as in I as in us, because you were there too, and so are many others. So then we are back. Did you miss me? Of course not. Nobody ever misses me. I'm kidding. No, I'm sure somebody... I don't care, really. Please don't. If anybody out there is missing me, stop. Like, it's been my very avid effort to be outside of the world, not a part of it, because I've had to build a kapuhuna. You get the helicopters, the ghetto bird flying by. Every other second. Just to make sure that everybody knows that they're supposed to be afraid. CDC came out today to say that the official numbers for America is 0.04% deaths. I think it might have been infections. I don't know. I can't remember. I just know it's a very small amount that really has very little to do with anything like logical sense for shutting down the economy. But oh well, we all make mistakes. But when we own up to it and take responsibility, that's where it matters. And will the news do that? Of course not. Of course not. So let's go back to our greatgameindia.com article on Dr. Fauci and the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control. And I believe I left off right. Oh yeah, this is an interesting part. I had to come back to say this part. Earlier, Great Game India reported how secret American experiments were tied to Chinese animal markets. There's a link for that. There's two, actually. And how American tax dollars were used to fund live meat markets and animal testing labs at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, the same place from where coronavirus is believed to have spread out. Yeah. One of the shocking revelations has been the USDA authorized kitten cannibalism experiments in which lab-bred kittens were fed infected cat meat to study a parasite that causes the foodborne illness, toxoplasmosis. Okay. What the fuck? Let me say that beginning part again, because I don't want to say the whole thing, but one of the shocking revelations has been the USDA authorized kitten cannibalism experiments in which lab-bred kittens, you know what? That is just disgusting. You know, I think I know all that there is needed to know about this sickness right there. It's the USDA. They're sick. That is sick. That is just fucking sick. And not in like a dope way, but like in a disgusting way. They're the illness. Obviously. They're the illness that caused kitten cannibalism experiments. That's an illness that caused that disease. That's a disease in our society. The fucking humans that are causing kitten cannibalism experiments, that's a disease. I don't care, like, fucking amputate or something. Get that disease out of society. It's common sense. We don't need fucking kitten cannibalism experiments. What the fuck? You know, yeah. But like I said in the last episode, America and the military, because, you know, if you didn't know, the CDC and surely the USDA, that's all military shit. You know, definitely the CDC, that was from Cold War. We were afraid that Russia was going to biologically warfare us. And then we ended up... fucking... yeah, you got the picture. Toxoplasmosis. You're the toxoplasmosis. Not you, but them. What's surprising is the USDA purchased the cats and dogs from the same wet markets, which U.S. Congress condemned in a House resolution in 2018. The U.S. National Institute of Health has been sending tens of millions of American tax dollars to foreign countries for animal testing. Tens of millions. Wow, really? In addition to that, NIH is funding 24 animal testing labs in China, including labs at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where it is believed coronavirus was weaponized. What's more alarming is that after the experiments are over, the animals from the laboratories are sold back to the Chinese wet markets for consumption. That is just grosser than gross. What the fuck? See, that's what happens when you have, like, free market. Like, I'm not a socialist at all. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be some kind of level of, like, I mean, look at that. Look at what's going on. Ew. All over the thing, you know? None of that should happen, ever. Where's the humanity? Well, actually, you know, that's a good point that I should... interlude with. I've been working on something, and to me it's common sense, but I guess I gotta, like, you know, draw it out and map it out and chart it out for the world to understand. But our value system is fucked. Now everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, sell people what they fucking want. You know, no, shut the fuck up. That's not how it works. You don't ask, like, you know, you don't, you know, I mean, you're not gonna freaking feed your kids candy just because they want candy, and just so you just buy all your fucking, you know, fucking money's worth of candy and just feed them candy. No, that's not how it works. You gotta be practical. And you gotta be sincere, authentic. Our values should be realigned to the values which are inherent to humanity. That's what should be valuable. Things like dignity, integrity, honesty, self-sacrifice. You know, right now, we live in an age where people don't do good for each other because they can't tell other people about it, right? They don't see other people or hear other people doing good for each other, so they don't also do good for other people. Because if they were... to tell other people how they did good for somebody else, well, the other person would get all insecure and start blaming them and accusing them of being pompous and only doing it so that way they could have the glory. That's ridiculous. I remember one time, it was 4 years ago, I was trying to start a movement. A pay it forward kind of movement, you know, but there was a cyclical thing to it where things come back around to you for paying it forward, you know. But, you know, the main thing is you gotta kind of You gotta be able to say it. You gotta be able to say and post online, hey, I did something good for this person. You know, me at the time, I didn't see anything wrong with it. It wasn't even a thought in my head that people thought that way. But I guess, you know, you see, when somebody shows you a good virtue, you know, out in the open, publicly, exclaiming, you know, the good deed, and you don't do that good deed inherently, like you don't already do that, then you're gonna look at them like they're fucking pieces of shits, even though it's projection. And you should probably do the good deed that you're feeling insecure about. That's what happened to Jesus. Hey, you know, the people projected on Jesus, and that's what they blamed him for. That's why they killed him. Projection of their own denial. It's hypocrisy. That's how it goes. But, you know, it's impolite to tell people that. I don't give a fuck. So I'm telling everybody that. I always do. We should always keep everybody around us up to the standards of integrity. This way we can have a foundation of integrity for humanity. Duh. Right? Otherwise, you know, if you don't, then you got, you know, motherfuckers out here fucking using our tax dollars to fucking fund cat fucking cannibalism fucking experiments. Just disgusting. How does this, like, I don't know. Okay, I'm not just whinging. I'm not just whinging. And that's an Australian term for you. Whinging. It's like another way of saying, like, bitching. But no, I'm not just bitching or whinging or whining or just being a Karen. I do care. And you should too. Otherwise, you can't complain, right? Now, it's not just about the need to complain or desiring to complain. It's not even wanting to complain. Because you shouldn't want to complain. You shouldn't have to want. You shouldn't feel the need to want. But you do. And so you do. And that's dependent on the factor. The factor that's warranted to complain about. The factor that needs to change, because it's unsettling that people are using our tax dollars to fund kitten cannibalism experiments. I thought that we were through with this disgusting kinds of shit, you know? Like when I mentioned the other day, the cat bombs. Ew. No. America, stay away from cats. Government, stay away from children and cats. This whole system needs to go. Well, I mean, keep the foundation. We need the foundation. You know, just change this mindset. Change the values. We should create a money system, monetary system that's based on rewarding people for doing good. Because we should value good. We should value humanitarian, you know, acts, and we should value good deeds. Right now, we live in a system, and we function in a system that inherently funds evil. It's by the default of the scarcity, because we live in a scarcity-based system where, you know, the less something is, you know, the less something exists, the more valuable it is if people desire it enough. So you make it desirable and you make it scarce enough. Even if there's a lot of it in abundance, you make planned obsolescence to create, you know, a fake, you know, the illusion of scarcity. And what happens? You get mass pollution. And then we tell people, oh, litter. Don't litter, pick up your litter, and it's gonna help. No, fucking A, it's the system. It's the planned obsolescence that's the problem. Not the picking up the litter, that's minors. That's totally not even fucking the root of the issue. We could totally solve the root of the issue. It would be simple if we just aligned ourselves to more authentic desires, our authentic values, and took action based upon that. It shouldn't even be a thing that needs to be a wave, but, you know, it's like, if everybody around you was doing something that you knew was wrong, and you didn't want to do it, would you still do it? You probably would. I'm sorry. It's just a numbers game. Maybe you specifically wouldn't. I wouldn't. I fight against that shit every single time, and my track record shows that. You look online, you see me standing up against the fucking hordes. I'm almost always alone. And I'm always, 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 always fucking talking and speaking up. I don't care if it's a big ass company. I don't care if it's the, you know, some fucking super wealthy evil dude. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If nobody speaks up, that's the same thing as choosing. That's the same thing as voting. I don't choose that shit. I don't choose any of this shit today. Obviously, I'm speaking up against. Why do you? Why does anybody? That's not integrity. It's cowardly. No offense, but it needs to be said and heard and understood. Our values need to be authentic. And, you know, none of us are perfect, hey? And it can't be expected for anybody to be perfect. But as long as there's aim, when we see that there's aim, that there's desire. Now, it might not be the way that you specifically desire of another person's aim to be, but that has nothing to do with you. But as long as there is aim, there's motivation, there's movement, and there is growth. And, you know, that's another thing, too, is that even though our values do need to be authentic, a lot of times we don't understand our own values or not. So it does take a little bit of self-discovery, and there has to be leeway and the amount of openness for one another to provide that openness and that holding space for one another, I believe they call it. For growth and for learning. But it should be there. It should be there. The passion and the drive. The aim. At least an aim. You know? It should be there. Uumau ke hokaina hikapono. Oh, humanity.
To the finish line. Oh, my heart is raised every step that I take, but I'm hoping that the gates, they'll tell me that you're mine. Walking through the city streets, is it by mistake of design? I feel so alone on the Friday night. Can you make it feel like home if I tell that you're mine? It's like I told you, honey. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on, I try to phone in the meantime. Come and take a walk on the wild side. Let me hug you hard in the pouring rain. You're like a girl's insane. Choose your last words. This is the last time. 'Cause you and I, we were born to die. Lost, but now I'm found. I can see, but once I was blind. I was so confused as a little child. Tried to take what I could get, scared that I couldn't find all the answers, honey. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why you keep making me laugh. Let's go get high. The road is long, we carry home dry. Have fun in the meantime. Come and take a walk on the wild side. Let me hug you hard in the pouring rain. You're like a girl's insane. Choose your last words. This is the last time. 'Cause you and I, we were born to die. We were born to die. We were born to die. Come and take a walk on the wild side. Let me hug your heart in the pouring rain. You're like a girl's insane. Don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh. Let's go get high. The road is long, we carry on the dry. Have fun in the meantime. Come and take a walk in the wild side. Let me hug your heart in the pouring rain. You're like a girl's insane. Choose your last words. This is the last time. 'Cause you and I, we were born to die. We were born to die. We were born to die.